On the pasuk Kol Hanashama Tahalul Ka Halalul Ka, the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, Al Kol Neshima Neshima, on every breath Tahalul Ka, we have to thank Hashem. And these words carry so much weight these days when we appreciate so much every breath that we can take. Some people are having a lot of difficulty breathing. We thank Hashem for every moment of life that He gives us. We need to appreciate everything Hashem does us, not only in a time of tzara, when we were saved from the tzara, either during the tzara we turn to Hashem, or when we saved, we thank Hashem afterwards, which is the theme of this week's parsha, the Karban Toida for four, Chol HaChaim Yaducha Sela. Chaim is an abbreviation for the four types of things, of tzaras, that we thank Hashem when we came out safe. Chaim is a choyla, someone who was not well. Yud, the Cheses Choyla, the Yud for Yam, someone who went through the ocean. Yud for Yesudim, someone who went through suffering or was in jail. And Mem for Midbar. But V'chol HaChayim, all people that are alive, Yaducha Sela, have to thank Hashem always, forever. The Baal Shem Tov instituted, which you say, chapter 107, Kuv Zayin and Tehillim, Hoidu L'Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'ilam Chastai, on everything that we go through throughout the week before comes Shabbos. And the very last pasuk of that kapitel Tillim says, Mi Chacham V'yishmer Eilev Yizbein Lu Chastai Hashem. A Chacham does not wait for a negative thing to happen. V'yishmer Eilev is protected in advance. V'yizbein when he appreciates and meditates and contemplates Chastai Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, well in advance. We appreciate all those things that we've normally taken for granted. Baruch Hashem, right now we have running water, we have electricity, our cell phones are working too, we can do our laundry. So many things that are working well for us. We have stores with food, which are stocked with food. Yes, there are some stores and some services that are not available right now. We have so much to be thankful for. Eibishter, we thank you for all those things. And at the same time, we daven that all the negative should be transformed and only be positive. And ultimately, we understand that this is all these things, birth pangs, all these things we're going through are birth pangs preparing us for Mashiach. And we can't lose focus of that either. We can't say, why don't we just daven to Hashem, let us finish with all the tzaras and go back to normal life. Why do we have to focus and say this, that we need to have the gula mitzvah shlema? Well, aside from the fact that this is a mitzvah, Yeshua is a fundamental aspect of Yiddishkeit, looking forward for the salvation, and one of the questions a person is asked when he comes up after 120 tzipisili Yeshua, did you anticipate the redemption? But besides that, it is quite foolish not to focus on the main thing. When a woman is going through labor, she doesn't just want that the labor should be over, she wants to have a healthy living child. When we are going through the hardships of Golos that we're going through, we are right now going through the Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of right before Mashiach. And what we're davening is not only the birth pangs and the labor should be a smooth, easy labor, but we should have the healthy baby, the late of the birth, which is Geula. Indeed, the very word for a birthing stool, which is mashber, comes from the word shever, break. It is a shever, is a break. There's a lot of difficulties that we go through, but we understand this is really a mashber, this is really a birthing stool preparing us for the coming of Mashiach. And throughout all of this, we realize that we have an opportunity to be thankful not only for the Gashmi's digger things we have, there's so many Ruchni's digger things we have now. We're missing out on a lot of our Ruchni's, but we have so much that we could do. Right now we could do the mitzvah, the Sheish mitzvah is Tmidiyah, the constant mitzvahs that we can always perform. We could believe in the mitzvah of believing in Hashem and not believing in anything else. And the mitzvah of the unity of Hashem. And the mitzvah of Shmarta Moedel Nafshei Seichem, looking after oneself. The mitzvah of Haftarach Kamoicha, when we don't infect other people and we're looking after our spouse and our children. The mitzvah of Loisamed Al Damariecha, not to stand by the blood of someone else. And the mitzvah to daven to Hashem, which is the mitzvah in our Torah, to daven to Hashem in an Eis Tzara. The mitzvah when we're looking after our children of V'alachta Bedracha, following the ways of Hashem and doing kindness. And of course, as mentioned, Haftarach Kamoicha, the mitzvah of Shinantel and Vanecha, we have the opportunity to learn now with our children. And the mitzvah of Haftas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol noidecha, loving Hashem, b'chol noidecha, with everything we have, with all our might, loving Hashem. The mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. The mitzvah of supporting our children, which is a mitzvah of tzedakah, if children are over 60 years old, it's actually a mitzvah of tzedakah when we give them whatever they need. There's so many mitzvahs that we can form right now. And yet, with all of that, we still say that this is not sufficient, and we want the Geula mitzvah shlema. And now a note about the upcoming Seder. A lot of people are concerned the Seder is coming up, and they don't know where they will be. They might be alone for the Seder. They're in solitary confinement. An elderly person which lost a spouse alone can't be with her children. When in a message for those people, we are with you, Betzara. And not only we are with you, Imoy Anoichi Betzara Hashem is with you too. And as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Gamki Eilich Begates Almavas, even when I'm in the shadow of death, Loi Irarai, I'm never scared of anything negative, Ki Ata Yimadi, because Hashem is with me. The greatest comfort that we can have is that we're not alone. Yidin Zayne Nish Elin, Chsidim Zayne Nish Elin, we're not lonely, we always know we have the Eibishter's presence and the Nisi Yisrael's presence with us. And the psukim that we say after Ketores, a lot has been spoken about the fact of saying Ketores every day to protect against a plague. The three psukim that are said after that is Hashem Tzivois Imanu, Hashem, the hosts of the heaven and the earth, is with us. Mizgav Lonu Elekei Yaakov Sel, Hashem is forever our protection. Hashem Tzivois Ashrei Adam Beiteich Bach Loki, is a person that trusts in Hashem. Hashem Meishia, Hashem will help, HaMelech Yaneinu, the king will respond to us, B'yom Kareinu. For all those that are sitting alone and don't have other people with them, the Zohar tells us that during the time of the Seder, it says in Svarim, the Shechina HaGdosh and the Pamal Yishanayla come along with every Yid when he's performing his Seder. No Yid is alone, everybody has the Shechina and Pamal Yishanayla and Tzadikim and G'doylim and G'doshim with them as they're performing the Seder. There's no greater opposite of being alone, when a person knows he's with the presence of Hashem, will fill the entire world. And as the Rebbe once said, after his wife, the Rebbetzin, passed away, when he was asked about going to someone else for the Seder, he said, "Ich bin nicht allein, I'm not alone, the Shver is mit mir, I'm with my father-in-law." The Rebbe held a Seder who arranged public Zdarim for so many Eden all over the world, sat in his own Dala Damas in his own room and had a Seder just by himself. You are with the presence of Hashem. Yidden went through so much during all the times of Tzara to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvah Smatzah during the difficult times, during the Holocaust and other times. And it doesn't matter if they were hiding in a bunker themselves or with other people. You have the presence of Hashem. We have that presence with us. Bechol rega verega. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is with us all over. The only issue is that Hashem is behester. He is concealed. We want it to be in a revealed way. And that is why we daven for Geula. Geula means that this will be revealed. The koyach ha-poyol benifel, the power of Hashem, that's in every single item in this world. Every single thing that exists in this world was created this moment by Hashem. Every moment gets recreated. And there's a koyach eloki, a godly force, which is in every single thing. In doimim, semeach, chai, medaber, in inanimate objects, in the vegetable kingdom, in the living kingdom, and the human kingdom. And this virus too is also being created by Hashem. The presence of Hashem is all over. But we want to see it begilui. Higolana Hashem, please be revealed. Ufrois aleinu asukah shlemecha, and spread upon us a canopy of peace. And this is what we're looking for. We will celebrate the Seder with Hashem's presence in a revealed way. We'll be oilul regel yira yira kederek shabal lidus kachbal yirois. We go up to the Beis Hamikdash. We get seen by Hashem and we see Hashem. Hashem's presence is fully there. Hadar shchinasei. Hashem's divine presence is fully revealed. When we go to the Beis Hamikdash, we will bring a carbon Pesach, v'lechol shaman azvachim and apsachim. We'll make a rech nichoyach l'Hashem. It'll be Yismach Yisrael ba'isav. Yidden will rejoice with Hashem, who is our maker, every single day and every single moment. And Yismach Hashem b'maisav. Hashem will be happy with what He made. He'll be happy with Klal Yisrael, and we'll be zoicha for that. Take it from Yad Mamish.